Sunday, September 21st, 2008. Politics delayed release of milk powder reports. 1 in 10. The government food watchdog in China said that almost 10% of milk and drinking yogurt samples from 3 major dairy firms contained melamine. New Zealand diplomats in Beijing knew in the middle of last month about the contaminated milk scandal in China, but lacked sufficient information to make an official report, the Foreign Ministry said yesterday. New Zealand dairy giant Fonterra has been under fire for not acting immediately when it knew its Chinese joint venture company, Sanlu, had sold tainted milk powder. The Foreign Ministry said Fonterra gave an informal indication of a New Zealand embassy official on August 14th about reports of a small number of sick children, and that Sanlu appeared to have been receiving contaminated milk. 5 days later, Fonterra sought advice from the embassy about how the Chinese government would respond to notification of a local health issue. The embassy advised that the Chinese central government would normally be informed by local authorities. Fonterra then urged local authorities to order a full product recall, and the embassy informed the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade in Wellington. The ministry said, the ambassador then told the ministry that Fonterra appeared to have a sensitive problem, and the embassy would report formally when it was confident about the information it was receiving. A formal report was finalized on September 5th, and at a special meeting of ministers on September 8th, instructions were given to the embassy in Beijing to contact relevant central government agencies in China to convey the views and concerns of the New Zealand government. A full recall of the contaminated milk powder was ordered on September 11th. Fonterra Chief Executive Andrew Ferrier has repeatedly said that the government tried to do the right thing in China by working within the Chinese system once Fonterra directors were alerted to the poisoned milk on August 2nd. Meanwhile, China ordered widespread checks on dairy products and a recall of tainted items such as a scandal that began with powdered baby formula and spread to milk sparked an outcry from China's trading partners. Malaysia joined Singapore in banning Chinese milk imports, while a dairy company in Japan pulled Chinese products from supermarket shelves following a similar move in Hong Kong after products were found contaminated with potentially deadly melamine. China's State Council, which has ordered the comprehensive checks, promised to punish enterprises and government leaders responsible for the scandal, the Xinhua news agency reported late on Friday. Local authorities should rectify the dairy industry so as to bring a fundamental change to the dairy market and products. Xinhua quoted the council as saying, "The council also called on medical authorities to give free examinations and treatment to infants who fell ill after drinking contaminated milk." Xinhua said, "Panicked parents have crowded China's hospitals and demanded redress since officials and the Sanlu Group, the country's biggest maker of infant milk powder, said last week that babies developed kidney stones and complications after drinking milk made from powder contained with melamine, a compound used in making plastics. At the latest count, 6,244 children have become ill, 4 have died, and 158 are suffering acute kidney failure." A government food quality watchdog in China has said nearly 10% of milk and drinking yogurt samples from 3 major dairy companies contained melamine. Liquid milk and yogurt batches from China, Mengniu Dairy Company and Inner Mongolia Yili Industrial Group Corporation contained melamine. The substance was also found in several samples of dairy products from the Bright Dairy Group.